Earth with Capricorn. And this is where the stones, the bones, the memories of the year are kept, as well as, you know, the best of traditional customs, well-burnished beliefs and rituals that underpin the overculture. The Capricorn is a goat body with a fishtail, and that speaks to the very worldly and durable part of Capricorn, as well as its lofty spiritual instincts, which don't get as much attention because it's such a boss sign. It's so worldly, but it's also got, you know, its roots into the invisible world. So the sun spends a month in each sign. And so it's going to be here through late January when we'll start the Aquarius season. And at the moment, if we looked up in the sky, we would see Venus and Mars are tightly flanking the sun, all in Capricorn. And then we have Mercury, the planet of communication. He's heading to cross the galactic center in late Sag. So we have a little bit of a combo. And really kind of the upshot is that this is a bare bones truth-telling week here at the bottom of the year. So to kick off our set today, we have a song from Avi Kaplan, which really conveys the feeling of the deep, dark time of solstice.
Hi. Sunlight peeking through the rain.
You're listening to Cows FM. And again, that was Avi Kaplan. You're listening to Bellatrix Beats with Petra. And we are talking about Capricorn and listening to things that make us understand the Capricorn archetype and season a little bit better, because that's where we find ourselves. So the next song we're going to listen to it's a cover. And it's originally by Neil Young. It's called Old Man. And the cover is by Beck. And, you know, the way that I like to kind of create these shows is that whoever the music is, it either has the frequency of the time of, you know, where we are with astro weather, or literally the person has a really prominent Capricorn placing. And in this case, Beck actually has he's got a Capricorn midheaven, which opens his career house, which means that, you know, we would see him in a Capricornian way. But also significantly, it's a little more obscure, but the polarity point of signs is a really significant part of how we understand astrology. You know, there's really more six dyads than there are 12 signs, because each sign is relating to the sign directly across it on the wheel. And much like the yin yang, each, you know, if we're looking at Aries and Libra, you can't really understand Aries, the sign of, among other things, war, unless you understand the sign Libra, among other things, peace, it stands for. So you know, there's different places that we really see this consistently. Like when we see a full moon, we know that the moon and the sun are opposite. If you dive into astrology nodes, the moon's nodes are very significant, and those are in a set. And so when we're, you know, looking at all this Capricorn stuff, Beck has a Cancer sun, Mars, and Mercury. And so he's doing the polarity point as well as anchoring that Capricornian frequency on his midheaven. So we're gonna listen to Beck.
One, two, one, two, three.
That was Beck doing a cover of Neil Young's Old Man. And the reason that I wanted to play that song today is that famously, Capricorns are born little old people because they're ruled by Saturn. And they really just get the gravity and the seriousness, the responsibility, the lessons. They're real clear on all of that on a soul level when they get here. And as such, they actually get younger as life goes on because they just hit the ground running with all of the heavy lifting. And then, for example, by the time a Capricorn gets to their Saturn return, which everybody has their first Saturn return between 27 and 30, it's not going to be the same as, I don't know, like an Aries who doesn't have that same thing and gets to the Saturn return. It's like, wait, what? I have to be responsible in these ways. So yeah, like if you ever saw the movie Benjamin Button, where Brad Pitt's in it and he starts out as a little old man and then he gets younger, or way back, Mork and Mindy, their child, Jonathan Winters on the show, he was old and he was getting younger. So, you know, it's an archetype. And next, we are going to listen to a song from Bjork. And Bjork is a multiple Scorpio, but she does have Venus and Mars in Capricorn. And Venus in Capricorn is definitely a queen, definitely has a crown on her head, and that applies to Bjork for sure. And then Mars in Capricorn, you know, the planets have a different, planets and signs have different feelings. And when Mars is in Capricorn, it's what we call exaltation, which means that it's happy. You know, Mars is the intemperate planet of heat, and it's our energy action planet, and it can become too much, or if it's in signs that it's not comfortable in, it can just not be very good at doing its job. It can be a bit of a struggle. But when it's in Capricorn, if somebody has Mars in Capricorn, then they won an ace situation, because that's the Energizer Bunny in terms of the work ethic, the capacity, the interest, the passion. So we can apply that to Bjork. And now we're going to listen to a song from her that, you know, kind of to me just nails the winter time. Talk a little bit more about Capricorn. You're listening to Cows LP, and this is Bellatrix Beats, and my name is Petra, and this is a show where we listen to music about the time we find ourselves in, astrologically speaking, and we learn a few things. So I just want to talk a little bit more about Capricorn in general, because it's, you know, it's a very complex, deep sign, and it deserves to have a little bit more unpacking. And I'm going to do that very shortly, as soon as I get to the part where I want to start. All right. So again, Capricorn is following up the Sagittarius season, which is ruled by Jupiter. And Jupiter is the planet of expansion and good fortune. and it's a fire sign. So then we consolidate the vision that Sagittarius gave us into a foundation or a structure. This is where we try and understand what works, what can actually be applied. That's the thing with Capricorn. You know, when there, it's a Saturn ruled sign, this is where you get your life in alignment and you understand what actually works. So these people, and when I'm talking about Capricorns, I'm not just talking about 1/12 of the population. We all have Capricorn somewhere in our chart, and it rules, you know, it rules at least one house, which means that you bring this Capricornian approach to the house topics. And, you know, that's individual. It depends, but you could have a Capricorn rising. You could have a Capricorn moon. You could have a Capricorn sun. You could even have a bunch of planets in the 10th house, which, you know, has a similar energy, and it could convey some of that. So with Capricorn, we're going to establish a whole system that derives from the Sagittarian beliefs. And this is why most systems start from a base of state and religion being merged beforehand, because it's the religion that originally gives the flavor to the state, the laws. You know, what are the Ten Commandments, basically? And Jupiter gave the vision of the truth. Jupiter ruled Sag, and now Saturn is actually making a commitment to that truth. You know, whatever the vision we had of what the Ten Commandments or whatever, you know, the ways to live our lives or other things, you know, this is where we actually put it into play. So Capricorn represents a sincere desire to live according to the right way. And what is that? So the way that I understand it to be right, and that's a little bit tricky because behind every Capricorn is a sincere desire to do the right thing, to live rightfully, and to think and to think about that. You know, they do open the last quadrant, which is the transpersonal quadrant. And, you know, Capricorn says, I'm willing to live according to what works with what I want, and I'm looking for alignment. Capricorn's aligning their desires with what they perceive to be a rightful justice and truth. So the maturity acquired in Cap is the maturity to get over yourself and your need to be right and your need to steer the ship in all the ways based on your ego. And you integrate into the structure that works, again, the universal and social structure. So at this point of the Capricorn, you know, at the Capricorn energy, what matters is that you're willing. So now we're going to listen to, well, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, we're about to change years. We're about to move into 2026, wrap up 2025. But let's be real. Nothing has been normal since 2020. You know, January of 2020, we astrologers knew for a very long time something huge was coming that was going to change the social order, structure, everything. Because what we saw coming was Pluto and Saturn were going to come together and make a conjunction in late Capricorn. And mundane astrology refers to studying events of the world, you know, historical astrology or modern, but it's, you know, applying it to events. And that was when, you know, that's, we just knew, like, when those two come together, when Pluto and Saturn come together, if we look historically, we've got World War One, we've got World War Two, we've got the Berlin Wall coming down, we've got the 9/11 thing. There's more, I can't remember everything, but it's always huge. And so when COVID started, it was like, okay, this is what it's going to be. And, you know, it really did fracture the culture. It fractured the society. It created a huge amount of division, and it hasn't completely healed. You know, it feels like we're rolling into another year. And, you know, I feel like it's important to kind of just acknowledge where we are on the map. So this is a song by a band called The Who. It's called The Wolf Totem. And I feel like it kind of nails this new era, like the kickoff. Thank you. So that was a song by the Mongolian band called The Who, and that's the Wolf Totem. So, you know, when life hands you lemons, you got to make lemonade. And when life hands you a Saturn-Pluto conjunction, you got to get on that horse and ride for all it's worth. You know, these are our lives. These are the times that we're living in. They're deeply transformative. You know, another thing that really changed in 2020 is there's a thing called the triplicities. And what that means is that, well, it's referring to the great conjunction between Jupiter and Saturn, the great gas giants, the teacher guru planets. They come together and meet like clockwork every 20 years. One of my teachers referred to them as the tent poles of history because they're so regular. And they determine the template for the next phase of culture because we have equally powerful expansion and contraction. And that is the nature of, you know, what we're doing here. And so what happened is that for 200 years, we had those planets meeting together in almost exclusively in Earth for 200 years, every 20 years. And like it or hate it, the last 200 years have been pretty predictable and consistent. This is the nature of Earth, doesn't change really fast, you know, predictable. And what we did on winter solstice of 2020, which is 5 years ago, 5 years and a little bit of change ago, is we pivoted into air. So we had Saturn and Jupiter meet in Aquarius, and now for the next 200 years, they're going to meet in air. And so this means we've entered the age of air. And so part of it is that we're trying to get the hang of a whole new way of being. And these are the sorts of things that most people don't think about. You know, this isn't common knowledge, but they underpin everything. You know, this does affect everybody. Nobody needs to use astrology, but lives certainly go better when you do. You know, it's kind of like if you're going to go for a big hike, a big journey, you might want to check the weather and you might want to check a topographical map. No, sure, that's fine, but it might go better. So that's kind of the way that I hold it. So now we're going to listen to a song from somebody we all know very well. And she's a Gemini sun and she has a Capricorn moon, which would speak to her longevity and her, you know, pretty strong work ethic. I actually got to see her just a couple of years ago.
I was
So that was Stevie Nicks with Nightbird, and she has a Capricorn moon. And we're going to now listen to a song from the legendary Dolly Parton, who was born with a 29 degree Capricorn sun. And let's see, what else does she have going on? Conjunct Venus, as if we couldn't tell that one. You know, Capricorn's the boss sign. And so when I see somebody that has a 29 degree, which is the very last degree, it's essentially the 30th degree because we start with zero. It means that all the rest of the degrees of Capricorn are percolating through that final degree. And, you know, we've now been lucky enough to enjoy Dolly as a part of our world for a very long time. And you see the, you know, the integrity, the dedication, the class, the grace, the grit, the integrity. I think I already said that. We can say that twice for a legendary Capricorn. But also, you know, just the sun conjunct Venus. On a side note, movie director David Lynch also had a 29 degree Capricorn sun. So you can see the level of, you know, capacity we're dealing with these people. So I like this song because it's also Capricorn because it talks about work.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
You are listening to Cows LP FM. I'm your host, Petra. We're listening to a show called Bellatrix Beats, and we're talking about astrology. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about Capricorn, the Capricorn archetype. The maturity acquired in Capricorn, excuse me, I have a cold, is the maturity to get over yourself and integrate into the structure that works. I think we already talked about this part. So what Capricorn is hungry for is more authority. And what it's trying to do is align itself with something larger. So what do you need to get more authority? You need credible knowledge. You need reliable facts. And when you have authority, whatever you do or say or deliver, it works. And so people start to realize, like, all right, this is a serious person. We're going to take them seriously. And this is why people listen to Capricorns. and follow them because they have good advice and people see it working. So the biggest fear for Capricorn is not being taken seriously. It doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. If people don't give you credit, then you don't have authority and you don't make an impact. Literally worst case scenario for Capricorn. They need to empower themselves and regain authority in this life. If somebody has a lot of Capricorn in their chart, then that's why. I'm a pretty firm believer in reincarnation. So the whole chart is the past life, which has set you up for this life. And then you're picking up where you left off. So, you know, Capricorn feels like I need to grow up, I need to align myself and then earn respect. And the main lesson of Cap is to find the way to gain credibility and get the message across. And this means that they need to integrate into the society so they can find their place in it, so that they can give what they, you know, what will be well received, what's needed. Capricorns really want a guide in life. They end up being the guide for so many other people that their, you know, secret biggest wish is they want somebody strong, somebody wise, somebody reliable and credible that they can get the right answers from, because everybody's always going to them. They're always looking for the person who knows the laws, someone that has the experience, somebody that is powerful, someone that's already made it in life, you know, and then they'll say, wow, like this is the boss that I want to be. And so now they can teach me the way. And then, you know, typically with Capricorn, there's apprenticeship and then there's, or mentorship, I guess is the word. So being a mentor and then, you know, a young Capricorn is going to get mentored and then later they're going to become the mentor. And in the spiritual phase of Capricorn, they want the best spiritual teachers. Capricorn can come from absent fathers, absent mothers. The parents could have died. They might have been abandoned. They might have not been reliable. They might have been immature parents, you know, parents that the love wasn't apparent. There was rejection from a parent, you know, so then they're extra looking for the mentor. And what happens then is they give all the power to the mentor, and then they have to, you know, that's the thing. They give all the power and then they have to get the power back. They need to claim their own power, their own authority. And this is what we see at the Saturn return, which is the ruler of Capricorn. So, you know, at 27 to 30, everybody is going through this phase of leaving your childhood behind and letting go a lot of things and choosing the things that really feel like they've got, you know, the temerity to go the distance for the next whole Saturn arc, which will take, you know, somebody from 30 to 57. And then for the record, the last one for most people, I guess occasionally somebody could live to a fourth Saturn return, but that's 87 to 90. So the polarity point, Cancer, that's what we were talking about with Beck. These guides, they're just human beings. You know, they're not always coping with everything. And, you know, they can, there can be disappointment in the other person because they really want that person to be so powerful. So now we're going to listen to a song from a really wonderful artist who has a Capricorn moon, and she needs no introduction.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And they suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Thank you. without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me say in a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then they suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
You are listening to Cows LP, KOWS LP Occidental 92.5 FM. This is Bellatrix Beats, and now a word from our sponsor.
Cows thanks Community Market of Sebastopol for their ongoing support. Community Market is worker-run, a natural food store providing our community with organic food products since 1975. Located at the Barlow on Sebastopol Avenue in Sebastopol. You can reach them by telephone 707-407-4020.
Cows is underwritten in part by the Occidental Community Council. The council strives to meet the unmet needs of the Occidental area, and the public is invited to its meetings every third Saturday of the month at 10:30 a.m. at the Occidental Community Center in downtown Occidental.
All right. And now we're going to listen to a very famous Capricorn.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart. For it's there that I belong, and will never part. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years, till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
That was Elvis. He shares a birthday or neighbors by one day, a birthday with Jimmy Page and David Bowie and Stephen Hawking, which I think is quite the seriously potent dinner party or whatever you want to do with those people. Capricorn is a powerful sign. You know, when you think about where we are right now, the winter, the turn of the year, Christmas, you know, the rebirth of Christ the Redeemer, and the renewal in the Gregorian calendar, you know, rolling the big stone over to the next year. That's the gravitas of Capricorn. And I wanted to just talk a little bit about, you know, we're at the end of the year. We're just a few days away from the change. And it's not, you know, this like pressure to do resolutions. Like, this is not the full power start of the year. We all know it. We're sleepy. We're cold. We're tired. We need to rest. We need to restore. It's really easy to get colds right now. We're going to bed early. Do not make any resolutions. That is for the springtime. You know, the natural rising of the sap and the energy with the light and the sun, that takes place later in March. And that's the time. That's when your energy matches that feeling of renewal. And there's even a lot of ends. You know, the witch's new year is Samhain or Halloween. So that's one place where we, you know, stop and start a new year quietly. And then the winter solstice is very clearly a renewal of the year because it's a renewal of the sun. It's, you know, the lowest point of the sun in the northern hemisphere. And when we emerge, you know, very slowly, when the sun sits still for 3 days, right, at summer solstice in the south. And then very slowly, we begin to add 2 days of light, 2 minutes of light a day, which is about, you know, almost 15 minutes a week. So it shifts pretty quick. But we need the seasons, you know, it's a little confusing because the Christmas season has us so active and it's why we all end up with a lot of colds. You know, it's really critical that we allow ourselves to have a winter and to not push ourselves beyond what we feel naturally capable of, because this is the time that we're restoring in Chinese medicine what they call the kidney yin qi. And the kidney yang qi is what draws from the kidney yin qi, and that's what we use to rev very high into the light part of the year. And so this would be, you know, not letting yourself have a winter, slowing down and going in and all that would be the equivalent of not getting a good night's sleep for the whole year. So you really want to allow it to happen the way that it naturally is clearly designed. And also, you know, is there anybody you need to forgive from this year? Like, a lot of things happen in a year. It's really easy to hold grudges, and that's not necessarily something you need to carry into the new year. So I'm just going to put that out there now. And we're going to listen to two more really awesome Capricorns. Some of them want to get used by you. we're going to roll right into another aforementioned legendary Capricorn.
Taking you nowhere.
Angel,
look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young.
There's
my feet, they lost their soul. Opening doors and pulling some strings.
Angel,
then walk luck and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall. Upon wish upon day upon day, I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way.
Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
Taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come with the baby. Run for the shadows. Run for the shadows. Run for the shadows in these golden years.
I'll stick with you, baby, for a thousand years. Nothing's gonna touch you in these golden years. Go,
Petra Tauchert. I'm a consulting astrologer. I do sessions. I do classes and I write weeklies. If you're interested in any of that, you can find me at PetraTauchertAstrology.com.